my head was on fire, I googled fire, and the first result described it as a rapid oxidation, releasing heat and light, and various reaction products like sleeplessness in these poems. I had had enough of going in and out of doorways. Being undecided was only like existing on two or more floors at the same time, which is like reading, or parenting, or being alive. On the outside and the flip side, here where you are listening to me talk and to your continuous response. Continuous as a river is, as my father when he drives, reifying things by saying them out loud. Some cows, the cheese factory, Declan Cosgrove's house. You know who else is in some pain? Everyone and all the time. I need to sit here very still in this room where I am allowed to be this still for a few minutes with the traffic lit by the periodic lift and tilt of sirens on my daughter coughing next door. And then I need to sit on the sofa and let the youngest take my face in his hot hands again and pull me in until we're nose to nose and say over and over, "Daddy, listen to me." Cartoons. Seems like a COVID poem in some way now with the sirens and the coffin, but it was in a collection that came out in 2018, which seems like a different era now. It's a poem about the pressure and isolation of being in a family, of being a father and a son. And lockdown has kind of only intensified that feeling for me and probably a lot of us. The problem of solitude is an existential one. We're all locked inside our bodies all the time, seeking some connection or other. And this period just heightens it and makes you have to work out maybe what's important to you, what you love or miss or believe in, as does, one hopes poetry.